Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQTHD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Fenway Park vaccination site is moving. Boston rolling out a mobile vaccine clinic today. New music dropped overnight, including Drake. And we're finally headed back to Zamunda.
Yes.
Melissa has the juice coming up.
Lil Nas X exposes Tekashi 6ix9ine for sliding into his DMs, but Tekashi says not so fast. He's got receipts.
Leroy has your sports.
Embrace yourselves. More Tom Brady news on the way.
Oh, Lord. But first, the mass vaccination site at Fenway Park is moving. The site will transfer operations to the Heinz Convention Center later this month before Red Sox opening day. The site will begin operation on March 18th, and Fenway will stop administering vaccines on March 27th.
Does that make you look at them funny? Like, they're like, you know what? We don't want to help people. We'd rather make our money.
As long as they have somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably part of the plan anyway.
Maybe if the team was good, I'd be like, yeah. But since the team's going to suck, I'm like, yeah, you might as well just vaccinate people. You probably get a bigger crowd.
Wow. Meanwhile, Boston is rolling out a pilot version of the city's mobile vaccine clinic today, starting at the MLK building in Roxbury. The mobile clinic, it isn't like your usual van or bus. Instead, there'll be EMTs and paramedics who will set up sites inside different buildings. The Roxbury site will open at 10 a.m. today. The mobile clinics will first be targeted toward Boston Housing Authority buildings, which houses older adults and people with disabilities. Both groups recently became eligible for the vaccine. If you're looking for new music, you're in luck. Drake dropped his 3-song EP called Scary Hours 2. The songs have features from Rick Ross and Lil Baby. Drake's new album, Certified Lover Boy, will release sometime this year.
I don't know why
that makes me laugh, but my God.
3-song EP should not be allowed. That's, we used to call those Ka-singles back in the day.
Oh, remember Jesus. Those? Ka-singles?
Yeah. And Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have teamed up. A new band called Silk Sonic. They just released their first single and video called Leave the Door Open. And we are finally headed back to Zamunda. The long-awaited sequel coming to America is now out. It was actually supposed to be out today. It was released a day early on Amazon Prime and follows Prince Akeem, who is about to become the king of Zamunda and finds out he has a son that he never knew about. I haven't seen it yet.
No, you. Okay. Pebbles, take a bathroom break because we need to discuss.
Yes. So
I definitely will.
I saw it. I won't give any opinions yet.
Good.
Until, yes, because I know, Pebbles, you want to go in fresh.
Yes. I need a good night's sleep and proper snacks. So
saw it last night. Like you said, it came out last night at like 7 o'clock. I was watching it. But, yeah, I can't wait to talk about it. When are we talking about it?
We'll talk about it maybe like in a half hour or so.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy dies in the end. What else?
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Shut up. No.
That's what Melissa told me.
Chris Harrison apologized again for his comments about current Bachelor finalist Rachel's alleged racist past. You'll remember Rachel was catching heat after some old social media posts popped back up, one of which was her at an antebellum party. Another was her liking pictures that showed the Confederate flag. Well, talking to Michael Strahan on GMA yesterday, Chris Harrison says he is not perfect.
I am an imperfect man. I made a mistake.
and I own that. I believe that mistake doesn't reflect who I am or what I stand for.
He did such a good job of not rustling the papers as he was reading his statement.
He did. If you watch the video, he kept looking down. Yeah. You could tell if he was reading something. Chris's comments came during an interview with former Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay, who actually had to deactivate her Instagram account because she was getting threats for going after Chris. Chris says he reached out to Rachel already to apologize, but took the time out to do it again.
I am saddened and shocked at how insensitive I was in that interview with Rachel Lindsay. And I didn't speak from my heart. And that is to say, I stand against all forms of racism, and I am deeply sorry. I'm sorry to Rachel Lindsay, and I'm sorry to the black community.
So if you weren't speaking from your heart, where were you speaking from?
That's a very good question.
And you're shocked by it.
Chris Harrison says he knows he's still the man to move the Bachelor franchise forward.
Yeah, listen.
And he wants to return as host as soon as he meets with black leaders to educate himself on why his opinion was so hurtful. Yes.
I agree with that. Name me somebody else besides anybody who can make noise out of their mouth that can ask a guy, who do you want to give the rose to tonight? Only he can do that. Anybody, a monkey can host that.
It's not a difficult job.
Just pointing at the women, and the guy's like, oh, okay, I'll give it to that one.
It's definitely not a difficult job. By the way, the current season of The Bachelor, where we'll find out who Matt James picks, if anyone, airs on March 15th. The lawyer who's representing some 30 women who've accused T.I. and Tiny of sexual abuse and drug crime says the two tried to pay them off. Tyrone Blackburn says the lawyer representing T.I. and Tiny reached out to him looking to make a deal. But Tyrone says if that deal doesn't involve them turning themselves in, they don't want it. Multiple women are accusing T.I. and Tiny of sexual abuse, forced ingestion of illegal narcotics, kidnapping, terrorist threats, and false imprisonment, and want justice. T.I. and Tiny's lawyer is denying all the accusations, even says that them trying to make a deal is completely false, and they're confident that once the investigation is complete, there will be no charges. And Tekashi 6ix9ine's attempt at clowning Lil Nas X backfired. Tekashi commented on a blog post on Instagram with the headline, China reportedly making COVID-19 anal swabs mandatory for foreigners. And he commented, Lil Nas X entered the chat. Of course, Lil Nas X.
I cannot believe, like, you're...
No. It was stupid.
Do you expect it better from Tekashi?
Right. No, absolutely not.
And Nas X, of course, came right back at him, and he said that he has proof of DMs that Tekashi sent him that he had left on read. In one DM from last October, Tekashi allegedly wrote, yo, and when that didn't work, he wrote again in February, gonna be in your city soon, what are you doing? And Tekashi is denying that he ever DM'd Lil Nas X, and he had receipts of his own, posting a video on his Instagram story. Before this ish even starts, we're going to nip this in the bud, and he showed that the, you know, inbox was blank, which anyone can get that if you just delete.
That's too bad, because I think they should hook up, because a Lil Nas X Tekashi collab would be just...
sale garbage.
Thank you.
He also had Lil Nas X under his recent searches.
Yep.
Like, if you look. So, it's like, you obviously...
He could have just been searching to find out what his Instagram was. Mm-hmm. That's how I always do that when I'm trying to find someone's Instagram. I'll be like, Lil Nas X, IG, and
guys,
it'll pop up.
I have to admit, most homophobic people. I don't care about that story. What else?
Is oh, damn.
Good
well,
for you.
The Celtics are on the roll. They won their fifth in a row, this time beating the Raptors 132-125. The world got a sneak peek at the new Space Jam 2 movie starring LeBron James.
LeBron James.
And the whole Looney Tunes squad. And I can't lie, I'm not a huge LeBron James fan, but the movie actually looks good. That'll be dropping July 16th. And here we go again. Tom Brady is back in the news.
I'm so excited to be a Buck.
First, the Brady rookie card sold for a record-breaking $1.32 million. And then Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana, who some believe to be the greatest quarterback of all time, he came out and said that Tom Brady is clearly the greatest quarterback
of all time.
Yeah, that's a huge. That's real, real huge. With that being said, the Bruins and Capitals tonight at 7. And the NBA All-Star, the NBA is my favorite league. The NBA All-Star goes down Sunday. It's just a day. First at 6:30, the skills competition, including the three-point contest with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in it. So go Celtics. At 8, the actual game between Team LeBron and Team Durant. Brown is on Team LeBron. Tatum is starting on Durant's squad. And at halftime of the game, the dunk contest, I looked at those who are in it, and it doesn't look interesting. I'm sorry.
Wow.
This dunk contest just looks dry, real dry. So, that's it, and that's your sports.
Wow. Today's good news. 8-year-old Peyton is a third-grade student, and when she's not in school, she's fighting child homelessness. Peyton was inspired by her great uncle who knew what that struggle was, and she did some research, found out that there were kids like her who were experiencing homelessness. So she asked her mother if she could invite 100 children who were homeless to her birthday party. She wanted other children to come and donate presents to give to those less fortunate. She also started Eye for a Child to raise awareness and money to send toys, products, and donations to homeless shelters. About what she does, Peyton says, if you have a dream, please follow it. Don't give up because you probably can reach your goal. And I believe in you. That is so cute. More good news coming for you on Sunday. The next edition of my It's All Good newsletter comes out. All you have to do is subscribe at hot969boston.com/good. Don't miss it. Very excited to get this one out to you.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.